I wanted to talk about this because it's just attraction and attraction towards men and women and how you feel like can, because, you know, there's a lot of questions behind can a woman be a friend with a man? Like, can they be friends, just friends, and not have like a weird thing? Do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Because that's always weird.
That is.
Can a woman be a friend with a man? Just friends.
I think that's so hard, and I think it depends on
people. Everything, right?
Yeah, and the way they interact too.
Yeah, the way they interact, exactly.
Yeah,
I think that's everything, the way they interact. But I don't believe that there isn't a hint of like attraction,
right?
Because it's a man and a woman.
Exactly. There has to be. And the more time you spend together, if you guys enjoy spending time together,
yeah,
there's something there that you enjoy, right? So there's a hint of something.
Yeah, but okay, so I wanted to say this because it's in my personal experience. You know that girl that I was talking to and Carrie was like, oh, you didn't spend time with me. You know.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, her name is I don't want to say her name.
Right.
I don't want to say it. Anyways, I met her recently, and so we connect so well. Because I get to say whatever I want to her and towards her. I call her a bitch mm-hmm. to her face. And she tells me her like intimate things. And then I'll use that against her. Like if she's something's insecure about something, I'll use that against her to make fun of her.
Yeah.
And she does the same to me. Like my height.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'10". I never felt any shorter than when I'm talking to her. Because she's like, 5'10 is so short, right? Mm-hmm. And she's like, she says I have a flat face and that I'm old.
Uh-huh. I had a check.
She said my nose is a little fucked up. Anyways, she said my parents doesn't love me. You know, all the stuff. But, you know, but these are the things that I know already. Is just that, you know. And, but she also gets me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was it? Why'd you say that? Say what you wanted to say.
No, because like that in a perspective from other people, you could see it as like flirtatious.
Yeah, no. Totally understand that.
Uh-huh.
I totally understand that. But if you see how we talk to each other uh-huh. and the energy and the vibe, that's usually how people flirt when you go like, oh, you fucking ugly or whatever the thing.
Right.
I get it. But the energy and how you say it is so different. Do you know what I mean? You could call somebody ugly, but it's the way you say it that, depending if it's like you're joking or flirting or you mean it.
Uh-huh.
Right? In context.
Yes. But like, isn't joking also just flirting though? Because usually
I could joke with a guy. I'm not flirting with a guy.
Yeah, but I guess that's different though, no?
It's different just because of the gender.
Right.
But I'm doing the same exact thing.
I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can see what you mean. Like, because when you do that with a guy, you're also having a good time. Mm-hmm. And you want the other guy to like you.
Right.
Because you're bantering. Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, just messing around, having a good time. Right? Yeah. But if you take that same energy towards a girl, you want them to like you. You also like them.
Mm-hmm.
But as a friend. So I'm not going to say, oh, go ahead, say your thing. Because I never had this relationship with a woman before.
Yeah.
I never had it.
But there's no attraction?
5%. Because she's still a woman.
Right.
But her face is not my... I don't like her face. Uh-huh. She has a nice face and other people love her face.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my type. She doesn't have the body type of me. Her personality, I love. But I don't. I was thinking, why do I'm not attracted to her like 90%? Why am I not attracted? I was thinking about that because I'm like, I love her. She's like my younger sister. That's how I feel. And she,
but you know how people, usually guys are always like that. Oh, don't worry about her because she's just like a sister to me.
Yeah, we could totally fuck.
Right, exactly.
There's always a chance that we could fuck. But the vibe is just not there. Like,
but it could get there.
Anytime.
Right?
At any time it could. There, the possibility is always there.
Right.
Me and another guy, we could always also fuck.
Maybe.
The chance is just lower.
Right.
Because I'm not gay.
Yeah.
But I might. There's still a chance. It's just lower.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe I'm too drunk and maybe I'm like, let's explore my sexuality and I put my penis inside his asshole. That could happen. Chance maybe, is just a little, like way lower than with another woman because I'm a straight guy.
Yeah.
Right? So anything still could happen. But you... So with a guy could happen, with a woman could happen, right? Do you agree?
Yeah.
It's just the chances is way... The percentage is way higher, uh-huh. Right? But... And I've talked about this with my wife openly. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she knows. And she likes... A part of her likes this about me is just that I have the wandering eyes.
Uh-huh.
But I don't ever disrespect her. When we're out, I don't look at other women in front of her because I respect her. And also I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I want her to be happy. I want her to feel secure because that's how I really feel towards her. But I also tell her, and a lot of men and women be like, oh, why would you say that to your wife? They already know. It's like, I want her to know that, but I also want to express that to her. It's like, I want now way less, like, mm-hmm. because I maybe because of age, but when I was a little younger, like, you know, in my 20s, I would tell her like, oh, I would like to sleep with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, can you just let me sleep with other women? Because the urge is so strong.
Okay.
I know that's not the most pleasant thing to hear, and you should never say that to your wife or husband, but I wanted to communicate that to her. That's even better than if I don't say anything and I just go and do it.
True.
Or do you think it's better that way? Because your face seems like...
No, but I mean, like, it's just such a hard conversation to have in general with someone that...
That's why nobody has them.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
But that's how you build a strong relationship, is to... tackle the problems head on and mm-hmm. have those hard conversations to actually build a healthy relationship.
Right. So, but then what if she does not want you to do that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, so you just want to communicate
with that. I want to communicate with that, and I want her to communicate how she feels to me.
Right.
So I want to make sure that we're on the same page. So at one point, she's like, go do it.
Okay.
I'll be sad.
Yeah. What if it was flipped, though? The fact
that she says, go do
it,
huh?
What if it was flipped, though? What if she was like,
We all know this. Right. We all know this. We all know the answer to this already. No, all the guys want to go fuck other women, and no guys want the women to fuck other guys.
Right.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's not fair. Well, gender is not fair. Men and women are not equal in physically, and also how society treat women, which is not fair. Life is not fair, though. Just like how men are not loved unconditionally, and women and children are. If there's a boat, a life raft, in Titanic, people talk about this all the time. Like, only women and children will be saved, and some men would.
Right.
It's always ladies first, and that's not fair. Why can't we be equal? Do you know what I mean? So it's just like this, like, thing about it, because our brain is literally wired different than women. Maybe not all, but majority. It's just sex to us is so different than emotion and commitment in that way, and physicality. Physical attraction is so different. We could literally have sex with another woman, feel nothing. But for women, it's a little more emotional. So women, majority, takes that emotional state and apply it to men and go, oh, if they do that, that's how they're going to feel, because that's how we feel. But in reality, we don't feel the same at all. Majority, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Majority of the... Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to what we were talking about, the men and women and my friend,
right?
That's a woman. I never had a relationship with any woman because no woman is that really that open and would let you say their insecurities, and they're so secure that they don't care. Like, that's so cool. And I was thinking about why I'm not attracted to her, like, in that way. And by the way, I'm not attracted to most women. these days, because I really like what they have in their head so much more than their physicality. Mm-hmm. Because to me, maybe I'm getting super old. Like, people could have one night stands. I can't really have that anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't even think about having that one night stands. Because, you know, when you were younger, I don't know if you do this, but if you have a one night stands and then you look at the guy or whatever, you're like, oh, fucking, this is what I, are you serious? Uh-huh. And then now you're like, what? I fell for this? Or like, I lied so much just to do this? That's crazy. But I liked it. That's why I love my wife, because after we have sex, after, I could go, oh yeah, let's go do stuff. Mm-hmm. I still love you as a person. How that feeling is more than anything. Like, after you have sex, you get to still want to be with this person, especially with guys, because after we jizz, we're like, yeah, I'm just gonna go home now. Because what did I just do?
You know? It's like a mental, like, it flushes everything. Flushes, right?
Everything. So a lot of guys do this. A lot of guys, this is their test to see if they actually like somebody. They would, if they're attracted to a woman, they'll go jerk off to that woman right after. They go, oh, I actually don't like her.
Really?
Yeah. That's... No, I know this. Guys do this all the time. That's the test.
Wow. Okay.
That's a test to see if they actually like that person.
That's interesting.
Or they just go have sex and after and go, oh, do I like that this person? Because their attraction is gone. Like, right after you just, there's no more attraction for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or however long, depending on your libido. But right after, their attraction's gone. So it's, everything is more logical. So it's just like, okay, do I like who she is, how she communicates? Do I actually like her physicality? Like, do I like her values, her family? Like, all that comes, you know? But I was thinking about why I don't like, I think it just her, and also, this is the thing. I can't be with somebody that has diarrhea a lot.
What the hell?
Like, I can't, you know what, because I have a wife, so I maybe don't think about this, but I can't be with somebody that is lactose intolerant. Like, okay, or multiple things. I can't be with you if you are lactose intolerant and don't eat spicy and have diarrhea often. Because mm-hmm. That's the shit that I like to eat. I love ice cream. I love cheese. I love milk.
Spicy food.
Spicy food. I can't have you go, oh, fuck. I gotta go to the powder room. I can't have that. And then also... I can't have sex today because I have diarrhea. Again?
Right.
So, that is a thing.
Yeah.
And also, I haven't checked her out. I checked every woman out. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just the way she dressed, because she's really fashionable, but not... in a, like, she's really fashionable, but not in like the girly girl way. It's like style, elegant. Do you know what I mean? Like, really does that make sense? It's not.
No.
Her style is in like the Ken and Barbie. It more like, it's not Barbie.
Okay.
It's like something you see on an Elle magazine, or like. Like Fashion Week.
Okay. So it's a little funky. Not people would wear it.
It's not funky. People will wear, like, she just knows her style, and she wears pants.
Okay.
Like fashionable pants, fashionable jeans, and there's like style, and then not like ripped or whatever, there's prints on them. Or like just she has pieces. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
She likes fashion. She doesn't wear, she could wear like hoodies, but she doesn't usually. She likes to dress nice. And that's not my type either. Like, I like women who has fashion style, but not that way. I don't like that type of woman that loves fashion so much that she has like these, not designer brand, but just it's designed.
Yeah.
But I admire it. I love that she loves it as a friend, But the people, the type of woman that I like is like, I like you to wear hoodies sometimes.
Right.
Like just to work if it allows it. Or like, I like you to have style, but not, it's more middle upper class. Mm-hmm. Her style is more middle upper class. I like my woman to be like middle or middle lower.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Just the style of fashion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Not too fashionable, because it's hard to match someone that, if you don't really like to dress that way either.
Exactly.
You know, and you're next to someone that's like really fashionable. Exactly. It's kind of like off.
It's but off, yeah, in that way. Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. But I don't mind that. Right. Like, I don't mind that. It's just that.
But that's not what you
enjoy.
Like. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like to see you. Every day I'm going to see you. And if that's what you like, that I'm, you know, that's already one thing that I don't like. And maybe because that's how she dressed, I never checked her out, because I was never attracted to that type of woman. Anyways, because right now, if you go, how does her leg look? Her butt or her torso? No idea. Like, I know her body type. Right. Like, she's petite, but I haven't checked her out. I check out almost every girl.
But this is all like visual attraction, right?
Yeah.
So, but then you said mentally.
So
right?
Mentally, you're right. So I love how she is, but the thing is, the thing that I don't like. Well, let me think. I try to think about this too. I think it's because like she has this thing like, she's so career focused, and she's also selfish. In a way that is not, like, she's really empathetic, but she's selfish in a way where it's like, oh, if I like somebody else, that's where I'm gonna go. That's where I'm gonna go. And she's kind of like me in a way where we get sick of things fast.
Uh-huh.
So if you're not constantly keeping her on her toes, she's gone. She's not gonna stick around.
Uh-huh. And you don't like that.
I don't like that. I like you to be family oriented. I like you to want to have children. She doesn't want that.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's why I'm like, I'm not even attracted to that. If you're like a family oriented person, immediately I'm like, oh man, that's so cool. Like already I feel something in my heart. But if you're like, oh, I don't want a family, not right now. I just like to, you know, fuck around. Or like, she's not like that. She's a serial monogamist. She likes to be with one person at a time. But she don't want to have, and she's very career focused. I don't want to be with another woman who's also career focused, because deep inside, I want a family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So
you want that balance.
I want that balance. Yeah. I do want that balance. So that's another thing. So there's so many things. So it's perfect to have a friend that you could say anything to. I could, and the thing is, she gets me. Like, she gets my perspective, and we respect each other's like perspective.
Yeah.
And we understand it. We don't judge each other for it. But it has to see all of those things lined up for not being attracted to her. But if there's like a mental, if she was family oriented, even though she's like, you know, then I might be attracted to her.
Would you have cut ties then?
What?
As a friend, if you started having like that type of attraction?
Yeah, of course. Then I'm fucking myself up, because then it's like I have a family.
Right.
It wouldn't go that far. Mm. It wouldn't even go that far. And that, I mean, those people are so hard to find still. Like, you can't be physically all perfect and then you're fucking, I cannot be physically attracted to you and then you have a perfect everything mental. And it's too hard to find.
Mm.
The chances are so slim. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just to fit the perfect thing. I'm really lucky that I got to meet this woman friend, because it's just like, the chances of somebody understanding me, knowing me, and we could say whatever to each other like a guy. And also we have a similar background, because she's Chinese, and she also lived in, like, you know, Canada, and she moved around too, and also understand me, and also can say whatever you want, and also I'm not attracted to you sexually. That's like really, it's hard, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now do you understand, like, now that I broke down everything?
Yeah.
I
could understand that, yeah. But always to a woman, it's always different, you know? Whenever they see you interacting with
Yeah, of course.
Another opposite sex.
Of course. Yeah. But knowing all this now, like if Carrie knew all of this,
right,
like and Ashley understands it,
uh-huh,
she would feel different about it.
Probably. But there's always that one.
Always.
Always.
Of course.
Yeah.
She has a pussy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's always in the back of their mind.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I understand.
Yeah.
But you have to see the chances of what I'm saying.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. But if she explained the same way, though, do you think you would be able to accept that as well?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
In the beginning, would it be harder, though?
Well, but the thing is, like, I think I'm, to Carrie, it's like, I feel like a lot of the time she doesn't understand me immediately. I have to explain a lot of backstory and give her different analogies for her to understand one thing.
Right, but that makes sense, no? Because what? It's harder because women aren't thinking the same way as men, or they don't understand exactly.
What she does.
Until you explain it.
No, my friend does.
But your friend is not your wife.
Yeah, so you're right. But I'm saying, like, there's a different dynamic of being wife and not wife and being in a relationship and not a relationship. But there's also a different dynamic of connection. Like, does that make sense? Like, when I say connection, I mean, like, how easy do you get me when I say something? I don't even have to finish my sentence sometimes. It's just context of a facial expression or intonation. You will know what I'm saying to you. Carrie doesn't get me like that. I have to explain.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then, see, that too, it kind of makes it feel like, oh, I don't know.
What, that I'm... That's what I'm saying. I love her in that way that she gets me so well.
Right.
But there's nothing... I'm not going to be with a person that don't have all my values.
Yeah.
So because connect, like the mind is so big to me, like.
But connection is part of the mind.
Connection is part of the mind. If it wasn't because of. Let me tell you something. She has nothing else I want,
mm-hmm,
except that she understands me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. But, you know, like to women, like I'm just talking about in general. Maybe.
I know.
You
to
know,
women, connection is not everything.
Huge, right.
But when I say like. Okay, I totally understand, but let me think how I could make it. Okay, you're right. Connection is everything, but also you also have to be attracted to them.
Right. Because
just like men, it's like connection is amazing, but if you are not attracted to them, like, but that's why I'm not gay, is because, like, I could love a guy because our connection is so good, but... I'm not attracted to this guy.
Right.
Because of everything else. Because physically and also their values. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
But?
It's harder to wrap around for women when it's the same sex. You know
what
I'm talking about?
Okay, I totally understand. Yeah. I understand that. But I wanted to see how I could explain this so that maybe people out there that is... going through the same thing or have this type of conversation with their significant other, they could also, because, and also remember when I told you about, because nobody see each other's minds, so nobody knows how everybody feels. They're just a general social acceptance of like, oh, this is just how it is between men and women. But sensitivity is another thing. So remember when I showed you a graph of ADHD?
Right.
So for you, if for example, if you do, I have ADHD, extreme ADHD, and you could Google this. Like if you do a chore, you may go like, oh, I don't want to do this chore. But to somebody who has ADHD, they fucking hate it. Like as if they hate somebody who just punched you in the face. That's how much hate they feel with the same chore.
Uh-huh.
So if you do dishes, you're like, oh, I don't like it. If I do chores, I go, I fucking hate this thing with every cell in my body. So the sensitivity is a lot stronger. So just like equated to like if somebody punch you with a 10-pound force compared to somebody punch me with a 10-pound force, you may feel because your pain tolerance is higher and your sensitivity is a lot lower that you're like, oh, that was okay. But to me, I'm like, dude, that hurts so bad because I'm that much more sensitive.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So apply the same thing to attraction. So... to you, you're like, oh, you guys have the connection. Yeah, but the sexual attraction of your physicality and also your values to me is so sensitive that if our thing don't align, my dick will not get hard.
Right. There's like no chance.
There's no chance. But to you, to most women, they go, oh, yeah, connection. But if you felt how some men, maybe not all, if anything, just how I feel about physicality, how they look.
Right.
And how what their value is, I'm so sensitive to that more than others. I feel now talking to you that there's absolutely zero chance for me to feel sexual attraction.
Right.
But there's always a chance because she has a pussy and I have a penis. Mm-hmm. So it's like a plug and a hole. It goes together. Right.
Yeah.
But just like gay people, they have there's an asshole and a dick. There's two men. I know we're going over, but just relax.
Right.
But there's a penis and also an asshole. I could also put a penis in a guy's asshole. I could also do it. That's also a chance. Do you know what I'm saying?
But slimmer.
Slimmer, just like how in the same way as the woman that I don't feel this. I feel about this person the same way I feel towards a man almost. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So, but, you know, it's different because knowing you and your personality,
yeah.
I could understand that.
Yeah,
and
but
it
not,
makes sense.
Yes.
But to, like, other guys.
To other guys, yeah.
It's kind of harder understand.
Yeah.
So
it's all communication, though.
Right.
So other guys, if you feel that way, don't. I mean, now they could lie and go, oh, my sensitivity.
Exactly, yeah.
But I have never heard anybody talk about it this way, so I'm not making it up. Because this is how I feel
right.
as a person. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, but knowing that, if you knew that about me going forward, then you all understand that the chances are so fucking low. Let me tell you something. I would rather go jerk off, watch porn, than to fucking have sex with my friend.
Right.
Like, you will have to kind of force it on me. You will have to rape me because I don't want it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could do it, but I'm like, this is... Do you know what I mean? Even if I did do it, which somehow if she raped me, I would be like, oh, fuck. Like, if that happened to Carrie, if they did it and then they're like, yeah, that's gross. I wouldn't be jealous. Even if that did happen.
Mm.
But yeah, how did it happen? How did it even get there? Yeah, right. That's another. But I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if it did happen, if she didn't enjoy it, I'm like, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like if I had sex with another guy and then I'm like, why did I do that?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But to you, it's so funny. But to me, that feels the same.
Yeah.
Almost. Because before I told you all of how I felt, you're like, oh, like she's a woman. So the chances are probably 100% compared to if you would have sex with a guy, it's like 20. But now I explain everything to you. I'm telling you, it's like having sex with a guy and another woman, maybe the chance of me sleeping with her, say, is 100%. The guy would, if I sleep with a guy, would be probably like 70, 80.
Mm-hmm.
70 to 80%, 75% that I sleep with a guy compared to her 100%. I don't know if that number makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe we should go lower. Do it the opposite way. So then it would be like.
Actually makes sense. Okay. So sleeping with a guy, maybe like 5%.
Right.
Let's just say 5.
Uh-huh.
With her, because she has a pussy.
Right.
8 to 10%.
Yeah. Well, after you're explaining it the way you do and knowing you as a person,
does that make sense?
I could make sense of what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you believe that?
Yeah.
Do you?
I do because of who you are. Because I know you enough to understand and the way you're explaining it. But it's also just because of your character, who you are. You know, it's harder to go and talk to a guy that I don't know and then they're gonna say that I'll probably be like, oh, you're just
lying.
Yeah, you just want to say whatever you want to say too.
I'm just kidding. I would totally fuck my friend.
Yeah,
I'm kidding, Kara. What the fuck?
No, I'm saying that's the guy. And then
yeah. Hey, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Before You Die. Just be, that's why I want to say my heart, man. You know, and you should say your heart and communicate that shit with other people. To me, it's just all about communication. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you on another episode.